What's good, my people? You already know what time it is. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead, follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. Go ahead, follow my brother, Kinghead57. Brian King at Kinghead57 on Twitter and Instagram. And shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Go ahead and follow them at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network. Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnetwork and visit the bcnet.com for more podcasts and sports shows and all the good stuff on the good people, man. Losers once more. Losers.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. The Cardinals. The Cardinals are now 2-8 with a victory off of the Atlanta Falcons. Kyler Murray comes back and does Kyler Murray things. Falcons are everybody's get right game. All is right with the world, I guess. I mean, we're 4-6 for the third year in a row. We're hoping for Desmond Ridder to beat the Saints to spark a late season run. I mean, it's Groundhog's Day. I don't know what else to say. We back in 2022 for all I know. I mean,
definitely Groundhog's Day, brother. You know, silver lining to it. This team that went 1-8 isn't necessarily the same team. We the same Falcons. So, you know, we've been trending towards this L, unfortunately, for the past, we might as well call it a month. It's been ugly. Just those bad habits that we haven't fixed over the course of the several weeks that led up to this point where, you know, we're supposed to be, what, 7-2?
Bruh, four losses by one possession. I give you a solid 6-3. We lost to the Commanders by 8. So I give you 6-3.
Even then, let them off the hook. So, you know, unfortunately, we lost to peg leg Kyler Murray, fresh out. And they had Connor running that thing. So, you know, people like to say they didn't have game film on it. You knew what you were getting yourself into. And you knew Kyler Murray wasn't going to come back less than 100%. Even if he came back at 80%, he's still Kyler Murray.
Still
Kyler Murray. So, McBride, I saw that coming. First time I won a fantasy matchup with double tight. Stacked him. You know, your boy got cooked for the game, too. We ain't going to speak on him, but you know who we're talking about. I just don't understand. They like to, you know, I was looking at Twitter and seeing the positives of the game on defense specifically and saw A.J. Terrell was graded the highest, but ended the game with 2 tackles. Who was he defending?
Like nobody.
You see what I'm saying? So it's slick irrelevant. Lamon made some good plays, you know, looking at the scoreboard.
Shout out Lamon. We go
7 tacks, 1 assist and a sack and a pick. Like that's all you at. What more can you ask for? No draft capital. But we can't get production on the other side of the ball for various reasons. Reasons known. We're not even going to call them unknown. So, yeah, it's very frustrating times in the fan base, but there's always a silver lining. We're in the bye week, and we're going against these bums next week. Hopefully with J-Mo, give us some comedic relief.
Man, I'm surprised. It's role reverse. I'm surprised you're the optimist at finding the silver lining. I can't find you one.
We drafted at 9 right now. So
they came out today and said Arthur Smith is going to be the coach in 2024. So
whatever, get with it. This is where we're in, and the team is too young for you to be switching coaches anyway. So we might need some. We need some coordinators and more personnel. That's definitely a fact. I don't necessarily believe that Arthur Smith per se is the worst aspect of this team, and he should be relieved of his duties because the foundation he's laid is solid. You just got to get some more personnel in there, and we got a great value personnel. We just had a great value team for the past 2-3 years. Now we got great value personnel. So, you know, even if we suck and draft, you know, mid rounds again, I hate to be talking about drafts.
It's November, but
you know, let's say if we're looking at drafts and looking ahead, let's say we don't hit the playoffs. I'd rather stick with Arthur Smith and hire some personnel who could potentially move in if we decide to let him go next year and we are trending towards being this again for the fourth consecutive year. Of course, people are going to disagree, but at the same time, it's still the NFL, and Arthur Blank he wants stability at the top. Now, I do what we talked about offline, think that it's time for a change with Rich McKay and his shots that he's calling.
Hey,
it's time for a shuffle there. Terry built this thing very well. So, you know, you got Lamon, like I said, producing. He didn't come from New Orleans. Yeah. Try to watch New Orleans Falcons out there. I wish we'd pick some players from a different place.
Yeah.
At this point, we can go UGA.
Man, hey, look. This could be the last episode of the season. I'll be.
We gonna cook coming out the bye? I'm telling you. I found Bijan.
I hope, man. I just it's hard to just sit there and see 70 yards passing. Like, I know they technically threw for 94 yards, so I give them 94 yards passing. But it's like, what we pick these players for? Like, you know, you ran the ball for 184 yards. Cool. But it still looked difficult. Like, it still looked so hard.
Yeah.
And it didn't look any easier coming out of the bye week in 2021 or in 2022. So it's like, you coming out the bye week, you were going into the bye week talking about this week is our Super Bowl. We prepping like it's our Super Bowl against a 1-8 team and you lost. And so why should I expect you coming out of the bye week against a team that always wants to put your dick in the dirt? They see – this is for the division. They see you spiraling. They see you on lost 4 out of the past 5 games. They like, bro, they sorry as hell. The same shit we were just saying about the Cardinals, Saints are saying about us right now.
Slightly different, though. Slightly different. They missed a slant boy. You know Taysom probably going to have a game.
Taysom going to score 2 touchdowns. I'm going to say that right now. Taysom is
going to score. No touchdowns. I think the defense shows up for real. Kamara going to do what Kamara does, but J-Mo going to try to sling that rock. And we got better secondary than the Vikings.
Do we? J-Mo's going to look up. J-Mo's an idiot, but he's going to look up and he's going to say, where's 27? And throw it his way.
You remember last time he didn't. Last game, he had slant boy bailing him out in that last fourth quarter March.
Jarvis Landry, he had, Casey Hayward bid on the, yeah. I mean, but the only time we won under Arthur Smith was when we had Matt Ryan. That's why I got the Matt Ryan jersey on. That's the last time we had competent quarterback play. That's the last time we beat the Saints. Ritter had them close. Drake fumbled. But Art is a big 1-3 against them boys. I mean, you come out, you lost to the Cardinals. It just made me sick. McBride went for 130 yards.
Same Cardinals, though. McBride just now turning up.
We ain't had Kyle Pitts do that.
Kyle Pitts is a different story now. You know, I ain't.
Kyle Pitts ain't
going to speak of Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts might be up out of here next year. He need to be.
It was Halloween 2021 when Kyle Pitts did that.
Yeah, no, that was the plan with Pitts is gone out the window. I don't know what they're planning on doing with him, but they need to figure it out. Drake London, he's a good receiver. They need some speed in this receiving room. And I've been saying that. Bro, Scotty Miller is not it.
The speed
one catch for 2 yards and a touchdown. Do not give me that.
The speed runs the wrong routes. Go watch Van Jefferson run the wrong routes all game last game.
It's Van Jefferson. He shouldn't even be on the field with us. That's what I'm saying. We need to bring in fast and effective receivers. Mm-hmm. Van Jefferson got let go by doggone what's his name? I can't think of him. I'm about to call him.
We are in week 10. This is what we got. That's an off season. We got to deal with what we got.
You're right.
I don't disagree, but it's like your Drake is your best receiver, and then your second best receiver is Kadarius Hodge. Cool. Your third best receiver is Matt Collins. Janu, that's your speed.
Kadarius is a better receiver than Kadarius Hodge.
Man, Cordero's a cheerleader until further notice because
that's because Arthur Smith is relegating him to being cheerleader.
I'm just going off what I got.
Cordero needs to have a big game against New Orleans. They need to feed Cordero. I don't know what's going on. Bro's ready to eat. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like, that's the muscle car. You're not even using your muscle car. And then you're using your Honda, Algier. He only gonna do so much for you, bro. You gonna have to put some power and speed up there. I don't know. They're gonna have to figure it out. They got 2 weeks, and I think they're gonna figure something out when they get out here.
I hope
it ain't gonna. I don't think it'll be the same Falcons because he can't lose the fan base.
I hope they're gonna get booed out of the bins.
Oh yeah. Oh, we gonna have a time too.
They will get booed out of the bins. I mean,
they're gonna get booed in coming into the bins.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a boo fest.
I don't know, man. Either
the teams right now.
We're gonna
pull for the boys over these toilet dwellers, but it's still at a point now. Where I think they still bring out Ritter.
Got to.
And go back to what they do.
We wasted two games playing Heinicke. Folks was like, oh, Heinicke scored 20 points against the Titans, and then we get two games in and Heinicke throws 55 yards.
Yeah.
It's like, why did we waste time? Like, we probably could have beat the Vikings. We probably can beat the Cardinals.
You could have traded for Josh Dobbs too.
Just play Ritter, man. Like Ritter, and then Ritter comes in, and he only threw six passes, or seven technically, but he threw a dime to Drake London that he ended up getting pass interference on. But the ball ended up dead in the hands. It's like this is if you can't even manage the ups and downs for a young quarterback with Ritter. I don't know.
Matt Ryan made it too easy for him when he got here.
Yeah, I don't get it. But play Ritter, man. He's already seen the Saints. Mm-hmm. The boy goes up in big games. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
He knows what's at stake. Call better plays. Like, that's the thing. Like, the defense got their asses handed to him 3 weeks in a row. They going into the bye week licking their wounds. I give Nielsen some – I don't know, because you got Ebiketie playing off-ball linebacker.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I'm not giving him nothing either.
Golly,
Ebiketie should have his hand in the dirt every time he steps on the field. Didn't he just sign a linebacker? Why wasn't he out there? You can't tell me you need to know the play as a linebacker.
Run hit.
Thank you. And cover your zone. Yeah. Lamin and Ellis can get them right.
Yep.
So I'm not going for that.
That's your third linebacker, so it's like you only on the field in situations anyway. It's not like you out there all the time. But
Abby Kettis should only have his hand in the dirt. He tricked the D coordinator by changing his number to 17. You know I don't like that either.
Man,
that's along the same lines as number three. The old number three.
Man.
He's trending.
He's trending that way. But yeah, no, I mean, we'll see. I don't think the Saints
are that good. Get home.
But ain't good, man. That's the thing. Our pass rush
wasted time, man. I'm so sick of it. All this almost make plays. Somebody make a play. Make multiple plays. We come on here talking about Lamon every time and Jesse.
Facts. Lamon
like showed real, up. Bro.
The moment he stepped on the field, Lamon been making plays. That's it.
And I'm just looking at the stat sheet. We got all these ones. You know, these folks making just one tackle. Like, come on. For real. Piss poor effort on both sides. And I don't know how you end up with just one tackle and the time of possession was pretty much evenly split across the board.
One.
I look at the other side. When y'all get a chance, pull up these stats and look at the other side and see how many tackles these boys are making and how many plays they are making. You got folks with sacks, multiple tackles. Even though they assist, they still got their ass whooped into the damn tackle. We're not even making assists.
Nope.
And if we are making assists, that's the only tackle that we got on the board for 80% of the defense.
Yep. Gang tackling, bro. They got 74 tackles for the Cardinals to 58 for the Falcons, bro.
Trash.
It is still
trash.
And they got the same amount of solo tackles.
Right. Lack of effort.
Yep. Man.
So, yeah, they need to strap their nuts up and get ready to beat these sorry-ass boys down in New Orleans and get ready to turn this ship around. Because everybody getting tired of seeing this. Even folks that ain't even Falcons fans.
They like, what the hell, bro?
What are y'all doing? Like, they on the pack.
Yeah. Hey. Well, all right, we're gonna jump on these Saints, man. All right, let me get it together, man. I'm a little jaded right now. Just excuse me.
Excuse me. Well deserved. Dry mouth. Ain't been able to crack one open in a month.
Right, bro. I've been sad, sober. I ain't got no brews in my system. Damn, I did have some whiskey, but shit, I might as well need the whole bottle to rate. We going?
I'm telling you, need more than that.
Hey, your boy Jameis about to be playing in 2 weeks. I'm excited.
You know, Carr gonna be working his butt off to get back.
Man, they don't like that, man. Off. They set him up to get cut. Michael Thomas is gonna be out. Marshawn Lattimore gonna be out.
Ooh, no Grady Laddie. That should be an automatic 100 yards for Drake.
It's a bye week. It should be if we throw the ball. I'm trying to be positive. Let me find some positivity first. Hell.
We up here.
We don't throw the ball. It should be. It should be off the bus. Drake, Kyle Pitts, y'all getting 10 targets today. Get ready. Not combined.
That's because they get pass drunk.
But I'm fine if you get pass drunk and give them 20 targets and not Jonnu leading the damn target share and shit. ISO, go three by one on my ISO backside. I'm going to do something where it's like my guy versus your guy. I'm going to show you exactly why I got him on this team. We don't do that shit.
It's like their hands full dealing with the middle linebacker too.
Yeah.
I want to see how they draw this one up.
Because DeMario going to be ready. Like the defense is going to be ready.
Somebody going to get concussed.
Mm-hmm. Like, man, we'll see. I mean, it's Saints Falcons. See me in a week. Maybe we should have recorded this in a week, but here we are.
Alas. No, they need this heat right now.
Alas, here we are. Next.
Both of them.
But
we gave them a break, a couple of breaks. We ain't giving them no more breaks.
He said, "We on their asses from here on out."
Here on out,
7 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll see, man.
Putting this bullshit out on this field.
Yeah. Olave can't even
watch the game in peace.
See, look, now you getting mad. You can't even.
No, but I'm mad, but I'm, you know, I'm still optimistic. I'm still riding for these sorry fools, you know, but they're going to have to turn it around. Ain't nobody trying to see this sorry ass football. Try not to cuss, too.
There you see. There you go. You got it. But yeah, man. No, I think they fine, man. I think they match up. If I had to bet money, Juwan Johnson's going to have a career game because we haven't stopped a tight end in weeks. Chris Olave was quiet. I don't think him and Derek Carr have any chemistry
at all.
Like, this is one of those games where I just play matchup. I would just say, AJ, you on Olave. Okuda, you going to be on Rashid Shaheed. And that's what we're going to play. Like, that's just – we're just going to line up. And I believe – like
key containment.
There, that too. There is no I believe my guy is better than your guy going on right now.
Mm-mm.
Like it was at the beginning of the season, but then they got smoked a couple times, and now they got spooked. And it's like, bro, get back to it. Like they started blitzing Kyler Murray, which I appreciate. Like blitz some more going into this game. You know, Jameis crazy. Jameis gonna sling it. You already know Jameis is gonna sling it. So
that's
you
why I'm ready.
Yeah, you can't just sit back and be like, oh, all right, we're going to play drop eight and give Jameis time. Because Jameis going to say, all right, you send three at me.
This is what I want to do.
I want to throw it. Jameis going to throw 80 yards with nobody down there. So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think we match up well. Defense, shit. Cam Jordan going to eat. He gonna beat up everybody he line up across. Shoot, Jake Matthews is getting his ass tossed around against the Cardinals.
Boy, I got out of church. Old head was talking nasty about Jake too. I said, "Wow,
mid. He's the most mid left tackle in the NFL, and I've been saying it for years. Folks think I'm crazy until Jake don't shut down his side against nobody.
Nobody, but started all these games consecutively."
Jake been the same left tackle since like 2015. When we get him? 2015. So he's been the same left tackle since 2015 because he started right tackle, moved over to the left side, and that's been him.
I told you, he need to be a guard.
I'll put that boy guard, center, and go on about my day.
I'm putting him at guard, and I'd move Lindstrom to tackle.
No, I'm gonna move Lindstrom to center. Put Big Lindy at center. That's Jason Kelce. Put Jake at guard. Put Bergeron. Look at us. We talking. All right, let's get back to this.
Talking outside our neck.
Off season.
They better make some shake. Shoot, they ain't got no creativity.
They don't, man. They don't.
We went from watching Kyle draw this thing up to this trash. I don't want to see this.
Hopefully, they spend the bye week watching some football. We figure out how to score in the red zone. We figure out how to score the 2-yard line. I honestly think it's poetic that we lost to the Cardinals because we couldn't convert a 2-point conversion from the same down and distance that we've been getting stopped at all season.
All season,
bro.
Poetic. Football team.
We need two yards.
Top running back in the draft. How?
At least they threw it to Drake. Self, you want to find yourself a liner. But yeah, I mean, it's a bye week. Let them relax. I'm just glad we don't got no injuries. I mean, shoot, shout out Grady. You know, we missing Grady. That's gonna hurt until
it
does.
How many sacks Grady got right now?
He had 3.
How many got as a team? About 4.
7.
Calais 100. We ain't getting no sacks. We just knew Abicator was gonna get 10. Ain't happening.
That is the biggest disappointment, honestly.
Harrison at the bottom of the doggone stat line with a half a tackle.
Yep.
Carter got one tackle. Huggy got one tackle. Taquan got one tackle. All these big slow folks.
We ain't got no speed rusher.
No speed.
Nope.
We're big, slow, and long.
We a big slow team.
Yeah, we stopped the run. We can't put up points. So what's that doing? They want to pass. Yeah, we got great run defense. Okay, and what? We getting thrown on.
Man.
Tight end, 131 yard. Like, that's fine. I'm gonna make your tight end beat me, though. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yep.
But you still can't keep containment, though. So it don't matter.
Yep.
Regardless of if it's the run or the pass. You ain't shutting down no edge. What are we talking about?
Yep.
And I think that also speaks to volumes to the how thin we are at linebacker. We don't have no depth at linebacker. We got outside linebackers. These are defensive ends.
Yeah.
That can't get to the quarterback. Go figure.
Can't get to the quarterback, bro. Too slow to get there. Might as well
just drop all of them and go get some real linebackers that can blitz and can actually light a fire up on the defense and the crowd.
Right.
Yeah, bro. As I digress.
I'm with you, bro. And then you go to the offensive side, bro. How many total touchdowns do we have as a team?
About seven.
We got 18 touchdowns. We got 9 passing touchdowns and 9 rushing touchdowns.
Trash. And gave up by 7.
Like,
for field goals. That's how Koo got all them points.
That's why Koo got the points, bro. Koo is all pro-ing him all way, pro. His way. Like, all pro. How you got 9?
Koo was a fan favorite.
Yep. Dependable.
Dependable. We ain't got to worry about Koo.
It's just like, all right, line up. Cool.
Give me number 6 because I'm gonna kick at least 2 of them a game.
That's how many points I'm gonna have to put up a game. Minimum.
Minimum. That's his average.
And he ain't getting 6 off of no extra points. It's 6 because I got kicked field goals. Ain't no yeah. 3 touchdowns in a field goal. It's
40 yards.
Yeah.
Stalls. He kicked 40 yarders and 20 yarders.
Yeah. That shit's crazy, bro. Who got more touchdowns, Scotty Miller or Kyle Pitts?
Scotty Miller. Kyle Pitts is trash this year. Kyle Pitts has been trash. Matt Ryan gave Kyle Pitts his best year, and then Mariota ruined him. And now he's shook forever.
Yeah, man.
Until he gets to be an 8-year, 9-year vet. How many years has Jonnu been in the league? Till he turns into Jonnu. That's when Kyle Pitts may emerge.
He's going to be Darren Waller.
Until he's off the Falcons. That's when he may emerge. Then he'll be Kyle Pitts that we drafted.
Kyle Pitts for Justin Fields.
No. That was about to be a yes, but that's a no.
Hey.
Because then that means who are our receivers? Who is Justin Fields throwing to?
They go draft somebody. You thinking about it. That's all season talk. That's all season talk.
Big off season talk. I still don't want Justin Fields, though.
Hey. But yeah, man. I really wish we had an over under.
Over under win total for this season.
I'm going to park my over under for this game at 43 points. Because that's a little 21-24. That's about where we've been parking our wins at. We ain't scoring more than 25. I just don't expect too much to change coming out the bye week.
I don't either.
I don't expect much to change. I think Ritter's going to look the same. I don't think Ritter turns the ball over, and I think the offense still looks like shit. And I think that's when folks are going to be like, well, I mean, you can't blame this on the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Play design.
But
play timing.
We still gonna We still going to try and run Algier in space like he's a space runner.
Are you going to see that tight end jet sweep?
We're going to get a tight end screen. That goes for that. It's going to go for 1 yard. Watch.
Shoot, John, who took that thing to the crib, though?
No, that was a legit slip screen out wide. I'm talking about the block.
Oh.
Yeah, the block middle tight end screen.
Offensive lineman tight end.
Yeah.
Inline tight end.
Exactly.
Nah.
That's what I just hope to see, man. Just some kind of creativity beyond motions and shifts. Like, the passing concepts are just so remedial, bro. Ain't nobody open. It's all ISO. It's like we got Nate McMillan at coach. Like, what was my guy's name that was running ISO, Joe?
The coach?
Yeah. Woodson. I feel like that's who we got at coach. Them Hawks teams had talent, but it was just all ISO. And I feel like that's this offense. Ain't no combo routes. Ain't no, ooh, this, you look here, he gonna be open. It's like, if he's not open, look here. If he's open, look here. If he's not open, check down. It's like, bruh, why is nobody ever just wide open? Because you drew it up.
Right. You know what I am tired of? I'm tired of watching us run out the pistol. I think Ridder having to catch the ball and hand it off is too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to start under center.
Under center.
Or in the gun. Stop doing this pistol foolishness. It's too much. First, he got a catch, and then now he's finally getting a chance to look at the defense.
Yep.
Bruh, let him analyze, read, and then go.
Yep.
Let him do a draw if you got to. You can run zone, bro. You can run zone block out of single back, weak eye, strong eye. Like, stop trying to be cute. Run the ball out of eye and say stop it. Run the ball out of single back and say stop it.
Yep.
Stop with this pistol foolishness. I think that's the downfall of it as well. They're not looking at the psychological aspects of a young quarterback that's trying to make some shake with a limited playbook. If he's able to sit up there and analyze, he ain't even make no checks. They don't give him the power to make checks either. Like,
this the play.
When is that gonna happen?
Yep.
How many years he a vet now? There's a real year two right now. Yep. So he should have at least audible and hot route play calling abilities.
Bro, we ain't got hot routes in the playbook.
Bruh, you can run. You can hot route on a slant.
They got hot routes in the playbook.
He can't throw a fade, so we're going to have to run a slant. They're going to have to keep checking out their fade that they be trying to throw.
Bruh, these big blitzes these folks been sending, and I'm like, where the hot route? Nowhere to be found.
Mm-mm.
And that's on the coach. Like I said, if you're not going to let them check.
I'm sorry.
That's valid, bro. Like, even the pistol, like you said, it's like, even out of shotgun, it's like, I can catch the shotgun fake here with my eyes on the thing. I can't fake pistol. I got to turn around out of pistol. And if you're going to do that, then just run him under shotgun. And then now at least he got time.
Exactly. And so, you know, pistol is a relatively new formation as well in the grand scheme of football. I'm just not a big fan with a young quarterback. Yeah, I'm not a big fan at all. Even with Lamar, like, Lamar looking shaky right now. I don't know if they run a pistol. I ain't been watching them, but.
No, they were running it last year. They took it out.
Yeah. And so you saw what he looked like. He got cooked last year and had to sit out. Everybody was thinking he about to be MVP, and we still sitting here running the same foolishness. Now, you're going to switch it up, bro. Pistol ain't it. Pistol was good back when Mariota was running it in Oregon.
Yeah, and it worked with Mariota because he was in it.
And he was sorry.
You put Ridder in it, and he's like, bro, I never ran this.
Right.
And I got NFL speed. I'm trying to process. I'm trying to read all this stuff. And it's like, you see, he made good, clean throws when he got good, clean drops, good pocket, and he sees shit clearly. You run all these muddy
motions and shifts. He thinking too much. Like, you shift, you come in out of strong pistol. I don't even know what it's called. We're going to call it strong pistol. And then you shift, and now your options at quarterback completely change based on what the defense is giving you. Now, let the defense adjust to what you done shifted to. Now you sitting up there looking at 5 seconds on the play clock, and now you got to literally just run the play that coach done called.
I ain't got no choice. I got to run this because it took you 10 seconds to figure out what play you wanted to run. Then I got to get here. Then I got to run the shifts. So like you said, now I'm down to the point where I'm like, oh, this is the look I got.
You know, fumble. Because I'm finna blitz you because I know you're doing too much.
It's like if you get this shift, just blitz his ass. Don't even shift with the shift.
Yeah. And then, like, out of that two-back pistol set, you got three-man routes with slow receivers.
And he's sitting here.
Madden. Sack. And now these fools going out for a route. You got Bijan on a route. You don't even got a threat of a damn draw. Because you're not going to run no draw out of no damn 20 personnel.
Mm-mm. It's like eliminating. All right, you can't run this. You can't run this. And like you said, it's three routes downfield and then two flares. And they're not even flaring to get up field. They just flaring to just be out there. And that folks like, check down. That's not a route.
It's not a route.
It's not a route.
And I'm not trying to catch your damn flare off this damn formation. Getting my face rocked. Finna have me cuss again.
I'm gonna catch this flare like how Bijan got rocked off that flare. What, week one, week two?
Yeah,
he got rocked.
They not trying to catch it.
No,
so Bijan was running that thing like an all pro the first time he touched the ball, first few times. They just out there.
Yep. Yeah, I don't blame him. He ain't got no Texas route. He ain't got no choice routes.
Mm-mm. He don't got the basic Madden plays. Mm-mm.
They ain't even sent my man. You could run the you remember they ran the deep post and then sent Tevin on the corner route out the backfield.
They don't got none of that.
None of it.
Deep comeback, backside. I know the play, run the drag underneath with the end.
Like, it's none just of it. Simple plays. We ain't getting none of them, bro. Nope. Yeah. They making it hard, but hey. Some folks calling for a 7-0 run. Falcons got to win 4 to 5 more games. Two of them got to be against the Saints to make the playoffs.
We got to beat the Saints twice.
Hey, look, if they already talking about Art going to be the quarterback for 2024, go ahead and lose about 5 more games.
What are we doing? I think we're going to win. You know we're stupid. We're going to win and we're going to lose the last game. We're not going to lose the last game. I ain't going to give them that. We're gonna lose out.
We're gonna go to New Orleans.
How many teams get in the playoffs? Because they didn't extend it.
Seven? Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna pick it at what's that?
Eight.
14 because minus 32.
It's Groundhog 18. Day. We're picking eight.
18.
We're gonna pick eight. I'll put money on it. We're gonna have an eighth pick third year in a row.
15.
And we're gonna pick a wide receiver.
We're picking above 15.
Malik Neighbors. And then we're going to trade up and get Jaden Daniels.
We ain't trading up. We don't have the gusto. Yeah, we got a bunch of busts in the draft, too. We'll address that later, though.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Tired of seeing these busts.
That's coming up. That's coming up on the next episode of Offseason Football Talk with King.
That's linebackers and some hitters. Well, we ain't had no linebackers. When the last time we had some good linebackers?
Hey.
Paul, I know Warner, my dog, right? Hurt. I know my dog hurt. But we're going to leave that alone. I need some real linebackers. Stop giving me these edge folks. Y'all quit demanding edge. Edge ain't it. Get you a five and be happy. Fives get to the quarterback and five stop the run. And then you can blitz your linebackers on the second level and get some linebackers that can play in the secondary. Get some all-around nut-dropping linebackers in this doggone defense. That's all I'm asking.
Hey, no comment. I got.
We ain't gonna say nothing. Say less.
I got Richie. So,
boy,
I'm hoping
your head on him.
I'm hoping for better out of Richie.
Keep on hoping. I told you, DeMarco coming.
Yeah, boy, his snap count going up, man. Richie can't tackle. Richie can't cover.
Richie boy already gone. They got rid of Hawkins, didn't they?
Richie about to, hey, coming out the bye week. It's going to be some changes.
Shake things up.
Man. That boy Richie, man. I don't know what happened. Richie just looked dumb out there. Richie looked like, you remember, I'm a deep cut you. You remember Jordan Richards?
No, because he was sorry.
Bro, that boy was the worst safety I've ever seen play in my life. He was the worst one, and Richie is probably second. Oh, man. I feel so bad. But, hey, it's bye week. We know we got to – team know what they got to fix. If we know, they got to know. But it's just a matter if they can do it, if they want to do it. You know, it ain't my job on the line. It ain't Art's job on the line no more neither. So, right. I mean, I agree. Like, you can't – it's not smart to fire a head coach with this young of a team. But when you're not seeing results and you trended for another 7-10, that's still going to be a blaze. But, hey, get to the playoffs. That's really it. Go beat the Saints twice. Win the division. Get to the playoffs. Get hot, man. The Lions were 6-1 coming out they bye last year. It's possible. Anything is possible. But you just got to stop playing bad football. Stop playing bad football. Stop looking stupid. Stop giving up easy shit. Contain. Don't fumble the ball, Desmond. Don't throw no picks that are just bad picks. I'm fine with an aggressive pick. Don't throw no arm punt picks. And score 30 at least one time.
Get a burger.
Damn. That's my wish.
I saw them 30 points go up against us in the stadium. I was like, that's it. It's time to go.
Score 30. Score 30. That's all I ask.
All right, bro, let's get out of here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another excellent episode of King's Landing. Again, I'm your host, KingHead57. Follow me on X, Brian King, and follow my brother, Jared King, at @_TheKing, _ on X. Brother.
Hey.
Bye.
Rise up, man. Shout out my dog, man, Ryan. We're gonna get this dub.
They know. I am.